Together, you established the Tulsa Arts and Humanities Council's annual award made to individuals who excel in the arts.
Well, that came later when our daughter died. That was one way that we felt that we could give continuing recognition to her by having an annual award called the Jingle Feldman Award, which was for people who were doing some unusual and creative thing in the arts. Several of our recipients, I'm happy to say, are extremely important in the arts community today. One in ballet, I think of one in Indian culture art, who had an exhibit in Tulsa just this past week. That was one way we gave expression to our daughter's life and commemoration by the building of a sort of refuge for the hikers and the bikers on Riverside Drive down around 57th Street that is still in use.
She died when she was
37.
Jingle Feldman.
Jingle was a nickname that Richard gave her, our eldest son. Her actual name was Elizabeth. But in fourth grade, she came home and wanted to know what that other name was that she had, and we told her it was Elizabeth. She had never heard Elizabeth, in fact, had no idea what her other name was. She was always Jingle, and she was a real Jingle.
What was it that took her life at such an early age?
It was, and I'm sorry, I block on this from the day it happened, but the heart muscle contracted, and she did not get to a doctor early enough and died within 4 days after she had called us and said that she needed a doctor. She'd never gone to one in Albuquerque suburbs where she lived. So we were fortunate being able to get a doctor. But before she got to the doctor, she was dead. Quick.
So you and Nancy had to work your way through that. That it'd be tough.
It, of course, was tough. We had our memorial service in the Albuquerque area where her home was. Came home to Tulsa, and people just flocked to the house to get with us and talk with us. And the condolences were more than we could handle, going through telling everybody of her death, the nature of her death, and surprise to everybody. And so we decided that we couldn't handle it. Having been to the Himalaya Mountains in the past on a wonderful hike, we decided to go to the Himalayas, found a group that was going immediately. And within 4 days after we got home, we were en route and were in Nepal for a 3-week mountain trek. It was absolutely the right thing for us because we had already developed a strong feeling about the mountains. This gave us a privacy, which we requested our group to provide. We just said that we'd had a personal matter that had occurred that we would appreciate it if they would accept our privacy that we needed, which they did very nicely. We just had our own mountain trip with guide and quiet participants.
How long were you gone?
We were gone 3 weeks. It was just what we needed. Our feelings for the mountains had already developed in a very strong way by that time. We found, in this case, solace and a place in the universe which was so small and so unimportant that we had to be able to take our grievance and live with it and handle it and live a life that was just going to be a different life. And it is, of course, the whole remains.